Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Nice job, boys, because that, it's only been a few days, I know, All-Star break, but that kind of reminds you of the vibe and the energy and the role that the Red Sox were on heading into the All-Star break.
When last we left you, this is what was going on.
Yeah, I felt it.
Yeah.
Previously on Red Sox Nation.
We're less than a week removed from Seydon Rafaela's like game-changing walk-off home run.
But because of Home Run Derby, All-Star break, day off, like it just feels like it's been a while.
Yeah, and that's why the momentum thing that Ted brought up is, it's an interesting conversation. It's an interesting conversation, if nothing else.
Yeah. Okay, so let's address that.
Okay.
Because I was thinking about that in terms of, this is weird because it's baseball and it's slow and it's nine innings and there's like a long, it's a marathon game, it's a marathon season, it's a marathon everything.
Yeah.
Is there extreme pressure or value put on the first game, maybe even the first couple innings on Friday, tomorrow? People call it tomorrow, Andy. They don't say Friday. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
In Chicago. To make sure you don't have one of those, oh, we gave up six runs in the first inning and suddenly it's a bullpen game right out of the break. Like, is this more than just one of 162 as they try to hit the ground running again, regain the momentum or maintain the momentum, however you look at it, the Ted way or our way? Like, is there value in that?
I think there is. And as much as you don't want there to be, you just won 10 games in a row.
Yeah.
Even if you were 9-1 in your last 10 and you had won your last 3-4, whatever. You've won 10 games in a row.
Because your brain tells you, literally, they can go 0-10 and be playing .500 baseball.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
But I feel like if they lose one or two games, it's not going to feel like that.
Right. Well, the All-Star break narrative would, if you take this whole week that we just went through out of it, the entire week, and they won 10 games in a row and then started the Chicago series on Monday and then lost 10 in a row.
Yeah.
We'd go, oh, wow, great winning streak, great losing streak. We're right back where we started. Where do we go from here? But the fact that it's 10-game winning streak, 4 days off, and then 10-game streak of games, it does kind of change the narrative a little bit. And you also have individual things that people are going to be focusing on. Lucas Giolito is the one who's starting the first game out of the break. Lot of attention on the fact that he was the second best pitcher in baseball over a 6-week stretch with his .7 whatever ERA. So
seems sustainable.
For sure, absolutely. You know, Cy Young, Pedro Martinez, Lucas Giolito. That's
best contract in baseball.
100%. Best contract ever, best player ever. So there's a lot of expectations on him. And if he blows up, okay, well, did we just lose one of the three pitchers that we thought we were writing in pen for a potential playoff series? What happens if Seidon Rafaela goes 0-4 to start it? Well,
it's over. He's back.
Mirage, flash in the
pan. Cinderella, it's midnight.
Right. Trevor Story makes an error, doesn't get to a ground ball that you would think would be easy for somebody in his 20s, and we start to have those similar conversations. So it's going to be unfair, but there's absolutely going to be extra pressure on tomorrow.
Along those lines, you mentioned Giolito, so we'll just throw him out there because there has been, even Craig Breslow brought this up, maybe on the Greg Hill show, but one of his many appearances on Nesson, somewhere where
he's
talking.
Hard to track, yeah.
Yes. He brought up starting pitching still the priority, but you know, we have had Bayo and what he's been of late. We have had Giolito and what he's been of late. Is there a weird way, if you're rooting for them to go get Joe Ryan or go get a starting pitcher, whoever that person may be? I know Alex Speer threw some other names out there. Taj Bradley's actually one of them, the guy from the Rays who they just faced recently.
I'd have that conversation.
He posed the idea because they need offense, you need pitching, even though it's in the division, in the wild card race. Whatever.
There's another name in the division I heard yesterday that I'm very intrigued in. Intrigued by.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that in 1 second.
Yeah.
Good big market tease from the capital region. Is if you're wanting them to be forced into being buyers and going to get a starting pitcher, is there any part of you that's like, it wouldn't be the worst thing if Giolito looked human, if Giolito looked a little faulty? Because you can talk yourself into, even if it's Giolito, Bayo, and Crochet, you have one of the better rotations heading into a postseason series because you have a true ace and you have two guys that have been pitching really, really well consistently for a portion of time. Am I being overly analytically negative here to think it might actually force them to go get a starting pitcher if one of those guys falters?
No, that's the reason I answered your more likely question about 9-3 or 3-9 in the way that I did. I was homer honk optimism on almost every other thing.
I noticed.
Except for the 3-9 part, which is what I said, because I think it'll have an adverse effect on what you want this front office to do if they keep winning at that same clip or at a similar clip. Because if they look at it and go, oh, the four outfield rotation, oh, this current state of the starting rotation, this bridge up to Aroldis Chapman, well, we're winning games, and we're winning games against good teams now. Maybe all along we didn't need to spend that Devers money that we now have, and this is the group that finally gelled and can go win a World Series. That's a disaster if that's what they end up taking away. So you've talked about this before, but you've painted yourself so far into a corner with your words. You, whether you go 12-0 or 0-12 or anywhere in the middle, it cannot this year be at around the fringes for me.
I agree. And we've already seen that a lot of people are still holding the past against them. Like, we did one of our show polls where it was like a third of still doesn't trust them, still doesn't believe in them, still whatever the word I used was in the poll.
Why are you surprised by that?
Because I feel like, see, this is an interesting question, because I've been taking a lot of heat on social media, some panda emojis, different things.
Oh, we got to unveil
warning here. People, I got a new panda picture emoji GIF that I can use, GIF, whatever it's called, that is a little bit more telling than the normal panda emoji. But anyway, it's like, well, you like, don't you want to like sports? Don't you want to have optimism? Don't you want to have hope?
Yeah, but I'm in one of that. I am in that group of a third. And great, the 10-game streak, awesome. And there is excitement and there is buzz.
Yeah.
But it's like when you've been hit so many times, you're fearful of getting hit again.
Dan, you want to do it again? You want to revisit it? Because it worked well against Ted Johnson, so we can use it on Stiz too. How poorly did Bregman play in the recent second half?
I get it, Andy.
Fall down.
Different team.
How much did Crochet stink in recent bad Augusts for Alex Cora?
He didn't.
How much did Anthony and Meyer struggle in these past failures in Boston when the Red Sox were falling out of contention? They didn't.
Yeah, didn't.
Because it's a different team with different talent.
It is. It is.
Chapman, Bregman, Crochet. You got three guys at the All-Star game. Where were they last year? Not here.
Yeah, but
just a
month ago, we were talking about how crappy the team was doing.
Okay, they were doing. And now we're talking about how well they're doing. And some of that is health. Some of that is new players. Some of that is addition by subtraction. You got rid of the Dink in the clubhouse, Rafi Devers, and you added good young talent with high-end dating capabilities in Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer, right?
So, absolutely. Like,
there's a vibe and a change, and that maybe has fueled or led into, we've been told that Trevor Story has a swagger. We've been told that Bregman even has kind of a swagger.
Oh, that's obvious, by the way.
But when you have the old swagger and the new swagger coming together, maybe that's team-wide swagger and confidence.
So
trust the process, Stanley.
See? Listen to Brezbot.
Andy, you're missing the most important name in our nice little rhetorical question two-man show that we're taking out on the road.
Okay.
Craig Breslow. We can be told anything and everything on his appearances on Nesson and EEI. It's Breslow. It's Henry, who I know you've turned around on. It's Kennedy, although he's kind of a mouthpiece just for Henry. But
yeah, let's remove Kennedy from this.
Yeah, let's. It's Breslow and it's Henry. That's why the third that Stiz is in, that's why those two are so vocal.
But let's pause.
Why?
Do they have to do anything to make the playoffs? Is it an impossibility that they could just keep status being quo and make the playoffs?
I mean, impossibility? No.
What are they right now?
In the playoffs.
Third wild card?
Second wild card.
Oh, second wild card.
You know how they did it, Andy?
They're not even the third wild. What are you laughing at, Stiz?
It's just when you get a nugget of info that you know, moves your narrative forward, just the smile on your face.
That's literally why I have a job.
Ted would be pissed right now. Ted would not be happy. Ted would want to fight me. He'd be saying, are you out of your mind? What are you talking about, bro?
But you know how they got into that spot? A 10-game winning streak.
Via players that are on the roster, correct?
Yeah, but they're not going to. So they're going to win out, right?
No, they're not going to. You don't have to win out.
But by that, they got into that spot because of a 10-game winning streak.
You could probably play .500 baseball the rest of the year and make the playoffs.
No other teams around you are going to add at the trade deadline?
They might. They might not.
Okay, well, okay. But somebody's going to. Maybe. Nobody in the American League is going to add?
I have no
idea. Seattle's not going to add a bat. Detroit's not going to add a bat at third base.
First of all, we've been told not going to be a great trade deadline. We've been told many times by many people at the national level, not going to be a great trade deadline.
Okay.
There's not that much available. A lot of teams think they're in it, so they're not dumping. They can't be aggressive. Like, I don't know that a lot. We've also said the biggest name has already been traded. You got rid of the biggest name that's going to be traded by far, right? That's accepted?
Yeah, sure.
Devers, you got rid of him.
100%.
You ruined the Giants by doing it.
Yeah, good for you.
Ruined Will Clark, too.
You did break Will Clark. Hey, Will, if you're out there and you're listening on the Odyssey app, wherever it may be, feel free to call 617-779-7937.
Been damn quiet on the, what is it, Deuces something or other? Deuces Wild?
Yeah, Deuces Wild.
Aces High, I don't know.
Yeah. But ever since, you killed him, Stiz. Really, it was you. Your rap put a bullet for...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The final bullet in the podcast career that
That's
was
how it
Will
went.
Clark.
That's how it went around Chelsea.
But let's get back to this. I'm interested in this.
Okay.
So you don't think they can make the playoffs if they do nothing? I'm not saying I want them to do nothing. You know I want Joe Ryan.
Yeah.
I've actually now kind of talked myself into I'm just waiting for the date and the announcement. Joe Ryan's coming to the Boston Red Sox, despite recent reports that he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, give me a break. That's just leverage.
He wants out. He said it in so many words. He's gone.
He said, I dream about playing for the Red Sox every night.
But yeah. I also think this team has enough horses to make the playoffs without making any changes. Okay. I want them to make changes.
Yeah.
But I think they could do it, and I don't think they need to play crazy baseball. They are the second wild card right now. Also, how much confidence do you have in all the teams that they're battling? Are the Rays great?
I mean, they're going to give you a fight.
Yeah, they'll give you a fight.
I
would hope you're going to give them a fight.
Yeah.
Now that you're a good baseball team.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You weren't always a good baseball team. You're a good baseball team right now. Are the Yankees like that? Are the Yankees unbeatable?
They are not unbeatable.
How about
but
the Jays? The Jays already had their hot streak, in my opinion.
Right.
I don't think they're going to play as hot as they were playing before the Red Sox were the hot team. The Jays were hot right before that.
Yeah, okay. So you've made your point that there's a lot of good teams, of which you are one of currently. Yeah. So
you don't have to catch, like, the Tigers.
No, that's a fair point. But you and I have a fundamental disagreement on whether they have the horses to make the playoffs as currently constructed. You think they do.
Yeah.
I do not think they do.
So they have, I think, the tentpole pieces. Ace. I want an ace on my team that I'm going to have confidence is going to be able to go to the playoffs. They have an ace.
Okay.
Hopefully. I mean, we have to always have the little star.
Work in reality. Work in what we have
right waters, now. Yeah. Like ace material.
Work in what we have right now.
Yeah. You have an ace.
Sure.
That you believe gives you a really good chance to win every fifth day, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
20% of the time, I feel great.
You believe that if you get to the ninth inning with a lead, you're going to win that baseball game.
Absolutely, I
Because 17 out of 18 times, that has been the case.
Aroldis
Chapman is really good.
No question.
Your lineup is longer than it's been for the bulk of the middle of the season in a lot of ways. You have Bregman back. You have that form-running phenom Yoshida back in the lineup, right? You have Roman Anthony. Roman Anthony's good, right?
Fantastic player.
Okay.
Yep.
And you
Probably
believe
the,
in
maybe
him.
Maybe the most talented on the Red Sox.
And you believe in him.
Of course I
He's
do.
He's not going to look like a rookie in a week or 2 weeks, right? We're not sending him back down to hang out with Christian Campbell, right?
No
expectation of
no,
that.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Marcelo Meyer, pretty good player.
Pretty good player. The more they play him, the better he seems to play, which is nice. They've
which
been
is
playing
a good
more.
Thing, right?
Absolutely.
Seidon Rafael, a good player?
Absolutely.
Very good player.
Yeah,
right
I said he'd be a future All-Star.
And has a little it?
That seems, I believe, seems to, yeah.
I believe Dan Ball's the one who gave me the stats when
oh, yeah,
the game
high leverage.
Matters, high leverage.
Over his 300 hitter in his career in high leverage.
So you're actually developing people that we might call clutch.
Absolutely, no question about it.
For a team that might be more clutch than we thought it was, or forget thought it was, than it was a couple months ago.
No question about it, just
the
better.
The rotation has Brian Baio, who's a 3 ERA pitcher for the last calendar year.
Absolutely.
And Lucas Giolito, you just told me, is one of the best pitchers in baseball over the last 6 weeks, whatever the hell it is.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you have three really good starters.
Currently, yes, you do.
How many teams in baseball have three really good starters?
There are probably more that don't than do.
So why, then, can't you make the playoffs?
Because the more of those players than not are unknown quantities over 162 games. As we sit here right now on whatever day it is, July 17th at 5 o'clock, everything you said is true.
No I don't further questions, Your Honor.
I don't believe a good portion of what you said is sustainable for the rest of the season. And that's why I worry.
Is history the biggest fear or question for you?
Yes, absolutely.
And does that fall under the umbrella of Alex Cora? It's the uncomfortable. You know how Rob Bradford likes to say a lot? Uncomfortable is one of his. Teams got to get uncomfortable if they want to trade or sign this player.
Yes.
Get uncomfortable being uncomfortable, comfortable, blah, 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 blah. I know we on this show like Alex Cora. We'll talk to him again next week,
right.
Wednesday. I presume they'll be on the road.
They'll be in Philly.
Okay.
Yep.
Wednesday, 2:15, 2:30, sometime Wednesday. We'll talk to Alex Cora. We'll get his review of Coldplay.
Ah, yeah.
We'll ask him if he brought his wife or his girlfriend, which could be an interesting question.
You go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask him that.
I'd rather Ted ask about first base again than hear the answer to that.
But he knows that there is a cloud over Cora coaching the Red Sox late in the year in recent years.
Cora knows that about Cora?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah.
He's well aware of it.
Yeah.
So Is that a concern? Like, do you just think Alex Cora, for whatever reason, can't manage over the second half of a season?
They're no.
Fall apart because
no.
of Alex Cora?
No, it has nothing to do with Cora. It's the individual players that we're talking about in this. I don't think what Giolito is doing is sustainable. I don't think what Story and Rafaela are doing is sustainable. I think that there is...
Story's a $20 million all-star shortstop who had his bad month already, correct?
I mean, yeah, he was the worst hitter in baseball in May.
Do you think he's going to regress to worst hitter in baseball?
No, but he's
so
not...
So he can regress and be good?
Wait.
He can regress but still be good. He doesn't have to go back to the guy that everybody wanted to DFA, right?
Yeah.
So he might not be as good where he's stealing bases, hitting home runs. Like, his pop has been remarkable.
I don't think it's crazy to think that he could regress to being a 200 hitter for another month. That's what he's done over his career.
I'm just saying.
I think that there's a lot. This team is better than last year. There's more hope than last year. I think that they are a playoff caliber team. But I think if you sit pat and do nothing after telling us for weeks on end that you were going to add and be aggressive, and it's not just about getting bodies that can start. You're getting high leverage starting pitchers and guys that matter. If you do that, I think there are enough inconsistencies on this roster where you can fall out of the playoff spot. That's what my issue is.
My biggest concern if they do nothing is not actually talent related. It's the intangible aspect of it. It's the expectation outside of Fenway Park, but also, I believe, inside of Fenway Park. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence. We talked about it yesterday that Joe Ryan is between Crochet and Bregman.
Yeah.
Like, they're mingling with him for a reason, getting, you know, feeling him out, feeling each other, whatever. I think the biggest concern of them not doing something significant to add to this team at the trade deadline is what the reaction would be with human beings.
Yes.
Human beings in a clubhouse.
Yep.
And some of that is Cora dealing with it. And I know a lot of people have accused him of sulking in recent years, and his baseball team does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They take their cues from Cora that he sulks post-trade deadline, so the rest of the team sulks. They go into the tank. The season is over. That would be my biggest concern, because I am not just playing a character on the radio. I do believe right now the talent on this roster is good enough, the way they're playing, to make the playoffs without adding and doing anything significant. My biggest concern would be the emotional reaction, because the vibe is part of why they're good right now.
Right.
The energy is part of why they're good right now. And if you lose some of that, then I start to wonder if you have enough.
And conversely, if what we were told, if what we've kind of been alluded to in terms of removing Devers from the equation and the vibe and the culture and the young kids taking over and setting the tone and all these kind of narratives that we've gotten bits and pieces about over these last few weeks, if those are all true, 100%, not just lie, bluster to try to get us excited. If those are all true and this group gels and trading Jaron Duran away is a bad thing and adding another guy to the mix is a bad thing, then I would be surprised, but then this team is capable of going on a run. But yeah, I think it's an interesting point you bring up, because this team feels like one that would respond well to being invested in.
Squeeze in a text here before we get to a major breaking story news out of the NBA. 207, my God, Hart is insufferable today. He just wants everyone to say, you're right, Jumbo Hart. That is not true. That is not true. I mean, the insufferable part could be true, but I don't want that. I'm just poking the bear to see what the bear has, to see if the bear has good arguments. I want Dan Ball to prove me wrong.
Yeah.
He's done it before, and I want him to do it again. Not sure he was successful in doing it today, but...
Oh, saying I've been successful in that before is rich.
News out of the NBA. Shams Charania on Twitter just minutes ago breaking. 9-time NBA All-Star Damian Lillard is finalizing a 3-year, $42 million contract to return to the Portland Trail Blazers. Sources tell ESPN. Deal is expected to include a player option in 2027-28 and a no-trade clause, a storybook reunion home for the 35-year-old. So Dame Lillard is not going to the Boston Celtics to be some sixth man, to rehab with Jason Tatum. He's going back west, where I believe his family has been the whole time, which was part of his uncomfortable life and existence in Milwaukee. So
yeah.
Good job. I praise him. Family man, prioritize family over basketball, unlike the CEO of Astronomer or whatever was not prioritizing family last night at Gillette Stadium.
They're an interesting team to watch, not this year, but
you
next
like
year.
A little sneaky?
I mean, if you're bringing Dame back, I mean, he's going somewhere. Obviously, family's important, but he's got to be going somewhere where he feels like he's going to have a chance to win a title.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
They just flipped Simons for Drew Holiday.
Yep.
So that's a veteran piece that you have there. Lillard is now back. I'm curious. When we sit here in a year's time, I feel like they're going to have had a very aggressive offseason and maybe a player in a year's time.
I like it. I didn't want him on the Celtics, and this eliminates the possibility of the Celtics. So
I liked it. I don't know. I'm
happy for that.
I hope he's happy with being able to rehab with his family. 3 years, 42 is a lot.
I may be insufferable, but at least some people like it. 6-3-0, Andy, I just put a bet on the Sox to win it all because of your points. LFG, let's go. I got everybody excited. 617-779-7937. Don't call because it's 5:30 on a Thursday. It is time for Quiz with Stiz. Dan Ball, if he can recover from that beating he just took in that segment, he will be fighting me in Quiz with Stiz. Yes, Stiz.
Maybe call and maybe a special caller can be a lifeline.
Ooh, you want to have caller lifeline?
If we have any callers out there that,
if anybody's
smart
and wants to help me and not help Dan Ball if he goes to you, 617-779-7937. We could have caller lifelines. Another first here on Quiz with Stiz on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox return to action tomorrow afternoon on the road against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch of game one is at 2:20. Lucas Giolito is set to start for the Sox. Boston begins the second half with road series against the Cubs and Phillies before returning home to host the Dodgers next weekend. In the NBA, Summer League play, the Celtics visit the Los Angeles Lakers tonight. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. And reported just now from Shams Charania, nine-time NBA All-Star Damian Lillard is finalizing a three-year, $42 million contract to return to the Portland Trail Blazers. In Patriots news, cornerback Christian Gonzalez was ranked sixth as the cornerback in the ESPN top 10 positional rankings for the 2025 season. And new earlier this afternoon, TJ Watt and the Steelers have agreed to a three-year extension that will make him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history again. Watt agreed to a three-year, $123 million extension with the Steelers earlier this afternoon. And finally, the 153rd Open Championship is currently underway at Royal Portrush Golf Club. Five players were tied atop the leaderboard from round one, all at four under par. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, to provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. It is Quiz with Stiz time on the afternoon show, and that is next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.